Aber bei Oritz läuft Ligi. But there's no machlekes, everybody agrees that the tfuah for the Eimer and the shtelechem has to be grown in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Aber bei Oritz läuft Ligi, the Eimer shtelechem mi Eretz in, mi chutzlaot play, it has to come from Eretz Yisrael, not from chutzlaot. The Gemara says, the Churam, come on, who does our Mishnah go like? The Churam, the Loi, Ki, I, Tana, sound like this, Tana. The Tana will learn like this. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Eimer. Oimer bor mechutz loretz. He also knows that the oimer, the barley that's brought for the oimer, could come even from chutz loretz. If so, amani mekayim. What do I do with the pasuk that says ki savoyu loretz? Mashmer, it only has to be from peiros that were grown in Eretz Yisrael, from the barley in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says no. He holds a b'yesi hold shlein yischayv be oimer kodesh shenichnas loretz. Just means to say that before Christ came into Eretz Yisrael, he were not mechuyev in the mitzvahs oimer. But once they came in, Enochanami, now it's called the mitzvah of Oimer, and he could bring the Oimer even from Peir, even from Tfuah that was grown in Chutz Loretz. Uksava, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah holds that Chodesh the Chutz Loretz, D-R-I-C, that there's an Issa not to eat the new crop, even the Chutz Loretz, before you bring the Oimer. Therefore, like the Oimer is being matter the Tfuah even in their Chutz Loretz, therefore you could bring the Tfuah from Chutz Loretz for the Oimer. Because he does, and the pasuk says, "Mimoshvay seichem, where you're dwelling, where you're living," meaning to say, "Kol mokum shatim yesh v'mashma." Any place that you're living, even a chutz loretz, there is the yisra chodesh. You're not allowed to eat from the crops from the new tfuah before you bring the yoma. I the chisavo. What does the pasuk mean to say? Chisavoy v'loretz is mashma soni chay v'nerti Yisrael. So he holds that means to say, "Zman bihi," means to say that once they came into Eretz Yisrael. Then the mechuyev in chodesh, any place, even the chutz loretz is a nisa chodesh. So then he could bring the barley from chutz loretz for the yoma. Now the echiva and the iraisi, since there's an nisa chodesh in chutz loretz mid iraisi, according to Rabbi Yosi, say nechnami akruvin nami makruvin, you're allowed to use those barley that was grown in chutz loretz. You're allowed to use it for the yoma. Now the Gemara says tanan hosom, we learned over there Gemara in Shkolim. That Shomrei Sevichin Bashvius. In other words, on Shemitah, the seventh year, they had to bring the Korban Oimer also. You have to watch the barley. Because on Shemitah, we know all the Tfuah is like Hefka. So anybody could come and take it and use up the barley. Maybe there won't be any left to bring the Yomer. Therefore, that Hegdish, like the Gizber, had to appoint a Shomer, a watchman, to watch the Sevichin. It means the things that grow up by itself that you're allowed to use. Now, you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah. But what grows by itself, that's what we're allowed to use. So the Sricha means the Tfuah that grows up by itself. So you used to have a watchman to watch it on Shvi'is, in order that it should be left over to be able to use it for the Yomer. So Loch was Neutlund Chor Metrumas Aleshcha. He used to get paid from the Trumas Aleshcha. They would take out money from the Trumas Aleshcha. And that's the way he would get paid. Now, Romi lay Romi Bachomo. So Romi Bachomo asked the question of Chizut Rav Chizda. Tanan, it says this halacha, that Shem Reis Tzvichim Bashriyas, Neutlin's Korma Shumas Alishkom, the Mashmuat, you were able to bring the Korban O'imer, the Minchas O'imer, from the Tfuah, from the barley that was grown on Shemitah, even though it has Kedusha Shriyas on it, and the O'imer, we know you have to burn, you have to burn it. If so, the Gemara asks a minu, I have a question. The pasuk says, Li'ochlo, that Peiros Shemitah that has a Kedusha Shvius on it, the din is Li'ochlo, you're supposed to eat it, but V'leil Esreif, you're not allowed to burn it. If so, how could we be Makar of the Kemitz? How could we take a Kemitza out of the Omer and burn the Kemitza? L'chor, you're burning tool with Kedusha Shvius on it, and it's also to burn it. So Amalek, he answered back simple, listen, Rachman Amalekor, the Torah says, that Oimer means Ladera Seichen, that you have to bring the Oimer every single year. If so, when it comes out on Shemitah, there's a Gezeras HaKosiv, you have to bring the Oimer this year. So what did Avad, you're allowed to burn the Kemitz also. The Yatamat, and you want to ask, like you're telling me, Tibotel, that Tibotel means that on Shemitah you should not bring the Oimer, how could that be? All my life I said back to him like this, no, Omi Kamina no, Tivotel. Did I mean to ask you that you should be mevatel, not bring the Yomer and Shemitah? No, that's not what I meant. What I meant to say, rather, was, Laisi midi ishtakad. Why don't you bring from last year's crop? It's on Shemitah, bring from the barley that was grown last year before Shemitah. So it has no Kedusha Shvius on it. and therefore there'll be no ist in burning it. Samar says, no, vinan karmel veleka. You have to use for the yomer fresh crop. Karmel means it has to be fresh. The shas ksiv, it has to be fresh. So last year's crop is not fresh anymore. Samar says, still, for laisi mikamel dishtaka, it doesn't mean there is, as long as it was cut off fresh, even though it's not fresh now. So last year, when you cut off the fresh tura, then it was karmel. So maybe it's still called karmel now, that you could use it this year. You could use last year's crop this year now for the yomer. So do it this way in order not to have to burn a tefuah with Kedusha Shvi'as on it. Samar says, no, Omakra, the Pasuk says, Karmel Takriv, meaning to say, Be'inan Karmel B'Sha Sakrova, that at the time when you be Makriv, the Yomer itself, right now, has to be a Ktsira of Karmel, you have to cut off fresh barley. So the kids, you can't use last year's barley, but you have to use this year of Kedusha Shvi'as, and the Hechachat, this Xeras Akrasiv, that you're allowed to burn the Kemitza of the Mincha Sayna. It's a few dashings of Karmel Takuv, Bina Karmel, B'Sha Sakrova, but last year you don't have it. If they were learned like this, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Karmel Takuv, yes, like we just said, it has to be Karmel fresh, B'Sha Shabi Makavit. Right now, when you're cutting it off, it has to be cut off from this year's Tua. You cannot use last year's Tua. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Reishis Ketzircho, means Reishis Ketzircho, so Bulay says Ketircha. Lezer says another mokum, like another mokum. How do we know to say that the Omer has to be bought from fresh crop, this year's crop? Because it says, the Reishis Ketircha Mam Rechmona, to be Shah Savon, heavy Reishis Ketir, this should be the beginning of this year's cutting and not last year's cutting. These are two different ways to learn out that the Omer has to be brought from Chodesh to new crop. Moisiv Rabba. So Rabbi asks a question like this. The Pasuk says, V'im takriv minchas bikurim, if you bring a minchas bikurim. So what is this Pasuk talking about? The mincha soimer kosim medavis. The Pasuk is talking about the mincha that's brought on the second day of face of the mincha soimer. Now, meichin he brought, from which type of tfuah do you use for it? Minasurim, it comes from barley. And how do we know this? How do we know the mincha soimer has to come adapter from barley? Someone says, I'll tell you, tell him, minasurim from barley. Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. Elamin achitim, maybe comes from chitim. So when it says, Rabbi Lezer, Oyim Rabbi Lezer says like this, Nema ovi b'mitzrayim, Nema ovi l'doris, it says ovi b'mitzrayim, and it says ovi l'doris by the Omer. The Apostle says that ki aserv ovi, it was fresh. If so, ma ovi b'mitzrayim serim, just like over there so clearly, ki asoiru oviv, the soirim was fresh, is af oviv omel udaris. That's what it says to bring the mincha soirim. It says lashon of oviv, also ein abu elemen asoirim. It only comes from barley. This is how we know the mincha soirim comes from barley and not from wheat. Rabbi Akiva, Raim Rabbi Akiva says like this, motzimu we find yochid shemei vichavosa min achitim, that a private person could bring his mincha from chitim. Or maybe chavosim in asarim. Sometimes it brings his chayvim in asarim. A saita has to bring it from barley. Now the yaft sib is also maybe chavosim in achitim or maybe chavosim in asarim. Most times the chayv is from wheat, but sometimes it's from barley. Now where do you have barley for chayva? In ma'atayim in achitim, if you tell me now the oimer also comes from wheat. If so, le metzino tziba shemaybi chavosim in asarim. Whenever find a tziba, it has to bring its barley. Has to bring a chayva from barley. So that's how I know to say that Aimer, this chayva, minchas tzibur, comes from barley. Dovrach, another pshat is like this. Yematoim, if you tell me Aimer bomen, achitim derma comes from wheat. If so, ein shteyalechem bikurim. It's not going to come out that the shteyalechem that's brought on Shavuos is bikurim, because you already brought the new crop for the Aimer. So, what do you see here? That's how we learn out that Omer has to be from barley, and therefore the Bikurim, the first crop of wheat, is brought for Shtei Lechem. But I call upon him Alma Mishum Bikurim Hu. You see what? It's a lock in Bikurim. But how do we know, like the Shtei Lechem is called from the new crop? Because it says Lashon of Bikurim. It's so Tiyufta Tekashan Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan learns it out from the word Karmel Takruv, and here in the brightest Mashna, how do we know to say that the Shtei Lechem, and then within the Omer has to come from the fresh crop, because it says Lashon of Bikurim. And Rashi says, it's like Rebbe Lezer, and not like Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Tanan, Hossam learned over there that Ein Levi and Bikurim Chutz Mishivas Haminim. We only bring Bikurim from the special Shivas Haminim that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Now, V'loi Mitzmor.